What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Yes, Elliot and I are fine. He's used to that.
That was heated, though.
Yeah.
I think that was more heated than the little B moment.
Yesterday. No, I was more mad with little B.
I
was.
As someone who was here for both, it felt like a little bit more intense today.
I was more mad during little B, I'm telling you. I know my madness. I may have reacted different.
Right.
Joining us now is the host of the WIP Morning Show and the gentleman who leads the Fritz DeCamera Athletic Challenge 2-1, Joe DeCamera. Joe, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure, fellas.
Joe, you don't have us on speakerphone, do you?
I don't, but is it distant? I mean, I was told we were good. Hang on.
What, are you on vacation already?
Yeah.
I mean, you got better there?
Yeah, it's fine. Buzz, put him up a little bit. Push him up a little bit. So Joe is joining us because to celebrate. And Joe, we want you. Do we do the Mount Rushmore first, or do we talk about running first?
Oh. We do Mount Rushmore first.
Whoa! Slow down, there, cowboy.
Yeah, it's your show.
Yeah. Okay, Joe. We'll do whatever you want. Not here, buddy.
What do you mean?
Okay. Yeah. Well, all right. So Joe is participating in Mount Rushmore Week by presenting. One thing I learned early about Joe when we started working together, and we knew each other beforehand, is that Joe has a special love, I would say, and a special focus on women of the 80s. And every time he asked Joe, like, oh, this woman's beautiful, this woman's beautiful. But Joe would always talk about, and I don't want to name any of them, but Joe would always name one from, like, a 1984 movie. So we thought Joe giving his Mount Rushmore of 80s ladies would be perfect. And Joe, my assertion of you as a man is correct, right? I mean, you've always had a special focus on that.
Yeah, I mean, 80s and early 90s, that is true. I do. Yep. The one thing I don't know if I should object to or celebrate is I do feel like this assignment paints me to the audience like I'm a dirty dog. But it is what it is.
Yeah, well, we
you
did.
You mean like he's creepy or something?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think you're a dirty dog. You're just a man.
Thank you. I'm with you.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah. I mean, I did Mount Rushmore sex scenes last year.
Yeah.
I did.
Which is much worse than what you're about.
Yes. Yeah. I did Mount Rushmore stuff that chicks dig this year. Yep. You know.
I mean, it's basically like your first crush. Like, we've done the first crush.
Yeah. Yeah. But Joe still has a crush on whoever these
women like
are.
Yeah, like they're in their 80s now.
Yes.
And he's still like, I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you think?
So, Joe, without further ado, could you give your Mount Rushmore of 80s ladies?
It's the WIP Afternoon Show's Mount Rushmore Week.
Yeah, 80s ladies, near and dear to my heart. So, undefined as far as where you wanted me to head as far as looks or accomplishments or the such, but I did my best to get it where I think it should be. So
okay.
I think there are two locks, and then after that I think it's debatable for who would be the third and fourth choice. Lock
okay.
number one, because she was by far the biggest supermodel of the 1980s. The lock from the supermodel category is Christie Brinkley. There's no question.
Yes. That is a big one.
I thought she was going somewhere else.
Dominant force of the 80s. Dominant force.
Yeah.
Yes.
For Hayden.
And
okay. I would have had someone else, but I don't know if she's the 80s or the 90s.
Okay.
Wait to the end.
Yes. Yeah, and Christy Brinkley obviously was in the Vacation movie, ended up marrying...
Ray Dinger.
No.
Ray Dinger.
What?
she ended up marrying Billy Joel. But yes, she was as big as a supermodel could get. I think the first... you know, really, really huge, you know, pop culture supermodel, of certainly of my life. So, all right, that is a good one. Christie Brinkley.
All right, number two is on at least 10 times level bigger than anyone else in the 80s for this combination. Fame and glamour. And without a doubt, worldwide, it would be Princess Diana. No question.
Ooh.
That
is not what I was expecting, but it's a great pick.
Yeah.
I mean, she was so famous. I remember exactly where I was when I heard that she died in that car accident.
Now, was that the 90s?
Yeah, it was 96, something like that. 7, yeah. I was in college at a friend's family's house in Boston. But Princess Di is a good pick. I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah.
But huge pick. And Philadelphia connection, there is that picture of her in the Eagles jacket as
there
well.
Is.
Sure.
Correct.
Yep.
Absolutely right. All right, so those two I felt were really locked. I mean, once you really think of it, I think those two were locked. All right, now we get into, all right, let's sift through, you know, 10 to 12 to get to two. So
yep.
Here's where I landed for the third and fourth. Number three is perhaps, to use the word gorgeous, perhaps the most gorgeous woman of the 1980s. And I always enjoy a little controversy. This would have broken the internet if this happened in more recent times. Absolutely gorgeous. Vanessa Williams.
Ah, Vanessa Williams is it. Now, I think of Vanessa Williams as 90s. Am I thinking about the
mid-80s. The controversy
okay.
was
first
the
ever Miss USA.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And then the photos came out, and then they stripped her of the crown. I mean, that was a major deal.
That's a good call.
There you go. Like a little bit of peanut butter there. Okay.
I grease knows what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
This list just turned around.
Yeah.
Okay.
And let
okay.
me tell you, like, Jasmine Guy also got consideration, but not quite.
All right. We don't need that. Yeah, okay.
Because who wasn't a Whitley fan, all right?
Yeah, Robin Givens. I see where you're going. All right.
All right. Number four. Now, this one, I give her the nod because in the 1980s, Magic never had a three-peat. Bird never had a three-peat. Montana and Gretzky never had a three-peat. But the only person in the 1980s, 3 consecutive years on the cover of the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition.
Yep.
And she dominated in the 90s as well, but it started in the 80s. The great Elle McPherson.
Elle McPherson is...
Ooh, you went L.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is a
three
good
in a row.
Call.
Three
is a good
in
call.
A row.
Now Cindy Crawford.
That's my girl. That's what I was going to ask you about Cindy. I thought Cindy Crawford might make your Mount Rushmore.
Consideration, but a little bit more I lean 90s with her. Look, there's a
90s,
whole bunch
okay.
that were like late 80s and the 90s. Rachel Hunter,
yeah.
Kathy Ireland, that whole crew.
Naomi
no
Campbell,
question.
Yeah.
That,
all those, yeah.
Yep.
Kathy
yeah.
Ireland elite
okay.
as well.
Okay.
You know, as
90s, Kathy Ireland probably, but we're talking 80s.
Yep. Did you now? I'm curious about the ones that didn't make it. Was Kim Basinger a thought at any point?
You know, I didn't think of her. I probably should have. I thought. Okay. I mean, there was you know there was a lot. So first off, TV and movies, you notice got all completely shut out.
Yes,
you
picked models.
So I thought about Cheryl Teagues and Farrah Fawcett. I think they're more 70s. They certainly went into the 80s, but I think more 70s. I certainly thought of various actresses. I mean, Kim Alexis, was was a huge supermodel.
Sigourney Weaver?
That is kind of your type, though, Weaver. Joe. Yeah, I got one for you, though.
What about Roseanne?
Roseanne, but I'll tell you who I would have probably given the nod to if she burst onto the scene a little early, but it was the last 2 years in the 80s. Jessica Rabbit was a force, but a little too late to the scene.
You've always loved Jessica
Rabbit. Yeah, you've always had a
I definitely can see you there.
Now, by the way, Joe didn't know that she wasn't a rabbit.
Right.
Is that the debate I remember?
Correct. That is correct.
Okay.
What is she?
Well, here's one for you. She's a person.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Here's
she's
one I have for you.
A rabbit.
Most people didn't outwardly think of her as a sex symbol, but I'll tell you, the delegation households, we all viewed her that way. That's Felicia Rashad.
She was?
Yes, sir. Claire Huxtable. Oh, man. That was like the prettiest African-American woman on television regularly.
Felicia Rashad is a good call as well. Yeah.
Not
your type, huh, Joe?
Too classy?
Yeah, a little too classy. She's too homely, exactly.
Now, my question is, how much research did you put into it? It feels like you did a lot of research to come up with this sport.
Let me tell you something. My whole life has been research on this topic. Okay?
Joe, final question, and then because we could name people the whole time. I remember Elizabeth Shue being your favorite. Of course, the love interest in Karate Kid. Did you consider Elizabeth Shue?
Considered her, but ran into a conundrum, which is that at certain points of the 80s, she was under 18. You don't want to seem like the dirty dog. You know?
Okay, fair enough.
Way to be classy.
Hey, hold on.
She's like 60 now.
No, you're talking about she was underage. How old were you in the 80s?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, exactly. I was always 7-8 years younger than her, but you get tagged as the guy talking about a 15-year-old if you're talking about Liz Milano. I was 8.
Fair enough, Joe. Fair enough.
Thank you.
Now, you had great job. You clearly put work into this. You're always prepared, as we learned earlier this week.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your 6-1 win. I saw you guys were talking this morning about since we have to decide on the rules on the race, I guess. I saw you guys talking this morning about the length of the race. I think 400 meters, a lap around the track, is a fair, you know, it gives us a little bit of distance, but not too much distance.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I mean, I'm open-minded to it. Look, I think 100, 200, or 400, you know, all bear consideration. You know, look. 100 obviously is the classic. This is the fastest person on the in the world, fastest man in the world.
People are going to think that when this is done
that you guys are one of the fastest people in the world.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
Carl Lewis and Usain Bolt here. Look, what do you guys think? I mean, so Spike, you say 400. What are the other two you guys think?
And by the way, the world record in the 400 is 43 seconds. We're not talking about a 10 mile race.
Yes, we are.
Jack, what do you think?
How long do you think the race should be?
I like the 400. I mean, if y'all don't want to go that long, 200, it got to be at least a 200.
Is right? 200 a football field? Like, is 200 100
well,
yards?
Well, it's meters.
Yeah, I know. No,
it's half a lap.
It's
half
really
a lap.
It's really two football. Yeah, Jack, it's really about two football fields.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I was going to say, 200? That's kind of long, yeah.
200 meters is not.
It's not 400 yards.
No, I said it's 200 yards. It's about 200.
Well, 200 would be, yeah. It'd be halfway around a track.
Yeah, halfway around a track.
I believe feels like that's about
you're doing meters, not yards. Is
yes. Yeah.
Meters and yards are similar?
Well, I believe a yard is similar, but a yard, I believe, is longer than a meter.
People are losing brain cells.
Yeah. Joe, final thing. You know, you have painted yourself as a, as classy during this whole thing, even though you've been, you know, I think you've taken some personal shots at Jack. Did you apologize for berating the line judges, especially with the language on the air?
I apologize on the air, off the air.
Okay.
I went to confession, and I went over and talked to the parents who had kids there. I mean, that was
All right. Because I've known you for a long time, and I've never seen you quite so angry.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is, I thought they were. I mean, look, I'm still considering doing an investigation for who brought those three in. But,
right.
Know,
yes.
I guess, you know, because that person's got to, you know, come on now.
Yeah.
Look, I did feel bad about it. All jokes aside, I mean, I shouldn't have done that. But look, the bottom line is, I'm competitive. I wanted to win. By the way, I don't know if you guys noticed, I did win, and so that's two.
Yes. All right. We'll see. I hung up on him. I can't have him bragging on our show. He'll hear this.
His shot on the way out.
I do thank him for his 80s ladies Mount Rushmore. I thought he did a great job. I wouldn't have thought of Princess Di because I just would have thought of
I always thought she was 90s anyway, but I guess I was wrong in that.
Yeah, she was 80s, yeah. Wow. Well, good job from...
But we also didn't decide how long the run's going to be.
No, well, we got to get... I think it should be 400. But we'll all talk and we'll tell Rod what it's going to be.
Yeah.
We'll all get together.
We'll decide and tell Rod.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's not going to be for a few weeks anyway, right?
Because he's on vacation for 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
This guy.
Yeah,
Win one tennis match and goes on vacation.
He's been on vacation all summer. Some would say he's been on vacation his whole life.
Every Monday and Friday?
Yeah. So we got to hand out the belt. Let's do it.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain, the WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
I am a real American, fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American, fight for what's right, fight for your life.
Holding the belt currently is Ike Reese. He has held it for 1 month.
Wow.
How about that?
The belt goes to the WIP staffer who really brought it that week. Ike, I mean, he brought it for a couple of weeks, and then he's really
it's pretty much every week.
Yeah.
But yeah,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Don't and he start did, trying to diminish my
brain. No one's trying
holder.
To diminish it. All right. And he did. You did. Kill poor, what was it, Chris and who's the
Chris
caller?
Chris yesterday.
Yeah, he killed himself, man.
Well,
he
I don't know if that himself. Happened, but.
Yeah, no. He did it to himself. He brought a knife to a gunfight. Can't do it.
No.
Didn't have the stats. So, like, Ike loses the belt.
Yeah.
Is the headline.
Yeah. I'm actually handing the belt over.
So, if the belt. The committee had the belt going to DeCamera for winning the tennis match.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Not after today.
I get the belt?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to cry.
Yes, sir.
I'm so happy.
Brother.
I've never had the belt.
Just insulted Elliot yesterday.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, you've had a run here the last 2 days.
I want to thank my parents.
Yeah, thank all the small people.
Yeah. I want to thank my parents. I want to thank my wife for believing in me.
Yep. You earned that belt, brother.
I want to thank Elliot for being able to take a punch. It's worse.
I need that drop on the drop board next week.
It's worse.
It's worse.
Oh,
good job, Spike.
Well,
Good job this week, brother.
Thank you.
And he wouldn't trade McKee for a first.
I would trade McKee. No, I would not trade McKee for a first because I'm a real Philadelphian.
That's a take in itself right there.
Yeah. It's belt worthy. Biggest take on the station this week.
So we've heard from two of the Mount Rushmore of WIP Afternoon Show callers.
Which hasn't gone well.
Yoshi in Brewery Town.
Save us, Yoshi.
Yoshi is on the Mount Rushmore of WIP Afternoon Show callers per Jack. Yoshi, you're on WIP.
My man, Spike, Big I, Yakky Baby, happy Friday.
What's look, up, man, Yosh?
What up, Yosh?
What's up, brother? Before I just want to give some thank yous real quick. It's not going to take long. I would like to thank my mom for making me different from birth by giving me the only abstract name out of all my siblings. Their names are like Jim and Brian. I'm Yoshi. Thank you.
That is a good call.
How did that happen? Yeah.
Thank you to God. Thank you to all the supporters out there. Jack, just thank you for loving me, bro. I love you to death, brother. You my guy. Man,
E-L-A.
Man all day. I thank you for just always making me feel comfortable around you. You're such a big star, you know, star.
Yeah, I know. He's tough to be around, yeah.
Just thank you.
Very intimidating.
A special shout out to Johnny Marks. And when Johnny Marks left, I was kind of annoyed. Huh? I was like, man, Spike not going to like me. I hit Jack up. Jack was like, you'll be okay. Spike, thank you for loving me, even though I know I could be all over the place with my calls sometimes. Just thank you. Even though you slighted me and you said, Yoshi, I love Yoshi, but, you know, okay. But thank you for loving on me, brother. I love you, brother, and I appreciate you. And I'm glad that me and you are continuously building. And I'm elated. Thank you for all the people that called me and said, Yoshi made it. I was like, oh, my God, really? I can't believe that.
Wow. Is that your white guy voice?
And then you got to know how to switch it up, bro. I deal with a lot of people all day.
This is almost as emotional as when Doc was – we let Doc know he was fourth on the Go to Broad Street. This is beautiful.
Oh, man. But, yo, for real, man, I'm totally appreciative, man. I always say this is a cool kids table, and I'm just proud. I'm proud to be at this table. I'm so elated to be a part of this program. I appreciate y'all, for real. Now.
Oh, well, congratulations, Yosh.
Thank you, bro. Let's get down to business. Tanner McKee, I love him too, Spike. I mean, the boy was cooking last night, and every time he gets in the game, he's cooking. But I would trade him for the right number one. To the right team,
not the white.
You give up that one pick, boy. I mean, you give him up for a number one, you know, and just hopefully they got a solid backup that we can take. And we're not going to think about Jalen Whatsname going out anytime soon. What's
you can't
we
live in fear, right?
Yeah. It's not fear. It's preparedness.
We know that, but I feel like you be talking like because you want him to get hurt.
You
like
want him to get hurt, Spike.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you finally got there.
I do not want him.
On his 50th birthday.
I'm 49.
He said, I wouldn't give him up for anybody. But then y'all started
Nothing.
Giving all those quarterbacks that he put over Jalen.
Well.
And it made me say,
let's. Jalen could be the backup to Josh Allen.
Yeah. Let's stop that. Maybe on your fantasy team, in the fantasy league. I said it right.
League. Thank you. Yeah, you're in the league. Don't worry about it.
I like that Darius Cooper, man. What's saying? I understand what you're saying and everything, but I think that kid should make the roster, bro. What's saying? That kid out there getting separation. He looked seasoned out there. He didn't look like he was hoping he'd make the play and get on the team. I think that's one what's saying you got to just sit there and be two-faced and keep flipping the coin one and hopefully it'll land on the right one and bring him on the team. I understand everything you're saying about it, but I think you should make the team, brother. And, Chuck, boy, you better stop telling Ike Reese to calm down and stop, boy. Boy, you lucky he loves you. He loves you.
Yeah, exactly. Tell me to be quiet on my show.
Yeah, could have gone a different way.
Yeah, I was like, not that
man,
one.
Man, he and Chuck going to have to pray tonight and send some scriptures to each other. Hey, man, I love y'all. Y'all have a great weekend, and thank y'all again. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all, brothers.
All right, Yosh.
Ellie wants to know if he gets half the belt for because he was the butt of
he's
the reason why you got the belt.
I think I thanked him. That's all he's getting. He's not getting half the belt.
Just want to make sure.
The Twitter question, speaking of Elliot, is brought to you, you'll hear why, is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. The Twitter question, is the traffic at the sports complex worse now than it's ever been? 82% say yes.
You knew where that one was going.
It's worse. I say in normal voice, not screaming. It is worse. Jack, what is coming up in the top five of five?
So off of our Lig bit this week.
Yeah, Lig.
The five other funniest words that Philly people say.
Oh, like the hoagie mouth.
Yes,
top five.
Yes, ooh. Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm looking forward to that.
Cool.
That is coming up next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.